The Supreme Court today castigated YouTuber Ranbir Alla Wadia for his distasteful remarks on an online show, describing them as vulgar, even saying he should feel ashamed of his actions. After strong criticisms, the top court granted interim protection from arrest to Alla Wadia, with no further cases permitted to be filed against him, and put a gag order on any further content creation by Ranbir Alla Wadia or others involved in the controversy. The court has even asked government's view on regulation of online content.
Let's take a look at what are some of the big observations which have come through from the Supreme Court on this very important case. The Supreme Court also had, in fact, raised the issue of online content regulation. In fact, asked the center whether there was a plan to curb obscenity on online platforms. Let's take a look at what the Supreme Court said on that matter. Now, the Supreme Court has, in fact, said that there is a vacuum when it comes to controlling or regulating online content, and, in fact, asked the center whether they have a plan in place, and that the top court would be very happy if the government does something about it. The Supreme Court also went on to say, if we go into the next point, that this is a very sensitive issue because YouTube channels are being misused. That's what the Supreme Court said, that they cannot overlook this matter, and in fact urge the center to ensure that the government counsels, both the Attorney General as well as the Solicitor General, actually help the Supreme Court or assist the Supreme Court on this matter when it comes to online content regulation. Coming back to the case of Ranbir Alla Wadia. Now, as I said, that there was relief as well as rebuke. Let's look at the strong comments which have come in from the Supreme Court on Ranbir Alla Wadia's remark. The top court said, if this is not obscenity, then what is? Of course, the Supreme Court was commenting on the remarks that he made on that particular show. The Supreme Court goes on to say that it shows a very perverted mind. There's something very dirty in his mind. And also adds that it is an insult to parents as well. The top court points out and in fact asks, remember Ranbir Alla Wadia had approached the Supreme Court for saying that there are multiple FIRs against him. And the Supreme Court says, why should we protect this individual? And lastly, the top court says that influencers must know, influencers like Ranbir Alla Wadia, that they cannot take society for granted. But what's the relief in store now for Ranbir Alla Wadia? The Supreme Court, very importantly, of course, the first thing that it did was that it has given him interim protection from arrest, but at the same time has told Ranbir Alla Wadia to join police investigation. Remember, it's been several days now that the cases have been filed both by the Mumbai police, the Maharashtra Cyber Cell, as well as the Assam, the Guwahati police. But Ranbir Alla Wadia has not recorded his statement with either of them. The court also asked him to submit his passport and, in case he needs to travel abroad, to take permission from the court. And lastly, the Supreme Court said that there'll be no shows recorded online by Ranbir Alla Wadia till further orders. So these are some of the top observations which have come through from the Supreme Court.
So all that happened in the court today, in the top court today. But now, ladies and gentlemen, while we might find the vulgar comments and lowly crude so-called jokes of these so-called influencers and comedians who pepper their disgusting utterances with the wholesale abuses, but the real question to ask today is that, is this a case where a precursor is being drawn for something else? To be straightforward, is this over-the-top action by three state police? Rajasthan has also jumped in. Women Commission of various states. Many, many upset member of parliament. And now even the top court, leading to some sort of censorship or government intervention on the online medium. Not for a moment can one condone the pervert utterances of Alla Wadia or Samay Raina or their likes. But is this a case where moral outrage won't allow anyone to support the absolute idols of freedom of expression and hence garner wider acceptance of civil liberties be brought under the gaze of the state? Imagine in a country like India, where we can endlessly list resources of the police, the judiciary, the Women Commission, judiciary with pending millions of pending cases be better utilized. all of this being unleashed against these YouTubers. So the question that I asked today, should cringe content and stupidity lead to imprisonment, censorship, or should, an example be made out of these content creators, a lesson be taught to them, but a lesson where we, the people, are ready to pay the price and discount some degree of freedom of expression that has been given to us by our Constitution. Let me introduce my panel this evening, ladies and gentlemen, to try and understand where we stand on this. Many of you have heard her. Let me put the face on the very popular RJ Guinea. She's joining us at this moment. She's from Radio City. In the studio with me, Kashif is joining us. He goes around with Dear Sir, and he has around 2 crore followers on YouTube. He's an educational influencer. Deepa Ishwar is an activist who is also joining us, and Karuna Nandi, senior Supreme Court advocate, is with us this evening. Thank you so much to all of you for joining me on the broadcast. Guinea, let me ask, with you and ask you this, because you keep talking to a lot of people, interaction with the masses on the whole. A lot of people have been questioning why so much importance is being given to this case. But the fact remains, when the top court also puts a spotlight on this, there is noise in the parliament and people, in fact, calling for their arrest, it needs to be discussed. Where do you stand on this? Has Mr. Alabadia, Samir Rana and others crossed that line that they should have not, expanded that envelope beyond the people of India are ready for? And is this now a case where punishment should be meted out to them and examples made out of them?
They've been obnoxious. I don't think a single person justifies them, including the lawyer who was representing Mr. Alabadia in court today. He also said that it's a disgusting statement and he's not going to justify it. Nobody is. But what the court said today, I think that is the most important thing, that is, are there going to be guidelines for online content? Now, online content or the internet is a huge beast, and it's thankfully not only crass comedy. It's also talk shows, it's also podcasts, it's also a lot of people putting out their opinions about what they feel about the government, about the state of the affairs in the country, everything. If rules come, they come for everybody. And that is something that I think we all need to be careful about. I think that is what this whole thing has been about to a large extent. Okay. Because under no circumstances does vulgarity, obscenity, or statements like these deserve to go to the court, which has so many pending cases, or to be discussed in parliament with such extreme urgency. It has enough issues.
Yes.
So unless it is about putting in rules and regulations for the internet, you suddenly start seeing where it's making sense.
While, I can list out hundreds of other videos which are on internet, which will be, in fact, more obnoxious, for people to, in fact, and in every language possible, in every Indian language possible. But Karuna Nandi, let me ask you this. The problem is that young people see these videos, they take to these people, listen to them, idolize many of these YouTubers and the influencers. The problem is that on Instagram, on X, there are no filters, no age-appropriate filters. And hence, their impressionable minds could be polluted. They might think that is cool. Is this not something that people should worry about?
That's something that the court used to agree about. The sort of standard that you're talking about was called the Hicklin test, right? Which Madhavi Diwan has referred to as the most vulnerable constituency test. So should we regulate speech based on what a child might think or what someone else might think? And this is what the Supreme Court also agreed with you when the Ranjit Udeshi case considered these issues. However, more recently in the Abhik Shorkar case, the court has now said that we must look at what a reasonable person, given the community standard, will think. We can't look at the most susceptible person, right? Number one. Number two, that, and I think Abhinav had argued this in court possibly, but the fact that it doesn't appeal to the most lascivious feelings, it doesn't arouse sexual feelings, right? Something that is very important. Now, these are the technicalities of the law, but I really, really think that the technicalities. The law is not great, even today, because the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita continues a lot of the ills of the Indian Penal Code. About 85% is identical.
Yes.
I say this responsibly because somebody, a professor then at Oxford, had compared the two documents and found that about 85% was identical, right? But I think the thing is that even the law as it stands today on obscenity is fairly clear that if you're not arousing sexual feelings, then that the law of obscenity can't come in, and everything else is kind of around that, right?
Do you also see, ma'am, sorry, but do you also see, like a lot of people have been saying, there are so many pressing issues in this country for the top court to, in fact, give its time to this kind of these cases which have been lamented. Ranveer Alabadia, many are saying because he has the resources, he can straight away go to the Supreme Court and ask for protection. Many people in this country won't have that option either. The police resources, state machinery. Is this out of the absolutely disproportionate response to what has happened? Is this a precursor to something else that we are missing?
So, this is a very particular type of case, right? I think you may have invited me because I represented AIB in the roast case, and I've also represented some other. I don't want to, again, bring attention to, when there was huge media outrage because they said something that was usually problematic in some way, deeply unpopular, there was outrage across the country and everyone wanted their moment in the sun. And so therefore you had FIRs across the country, right? Now, in such a case, this is a very particular type of case. This also happened in Arnab Goswami's case. Now, Arnab Goswami has said all sorts of things that are very seriously indefensible. Sometimes they incite violence, etc. But when there are FIRs across the country and there is the possibility of arrest, at any given time, should the Supreme Court act? And is the Supreme Court the only court that can really act effectively rather than, you know, expecting the person to go to multiple high courts? Yes. So in such a case, I think it's a good thing that the Supreme Court acted and protected him from arrest. However, there is part of the order where it says that he will not be accompanied by any counsel during the course of investigation. And I can't see why that happened because there's no reason that, you know, to the extent that the law allows, he should be accompanied. And, you know, to the extent it doesn't allow, it should, the normal law should follow.
Okay. Okay.
So, all those, I think the point is not should the Supreme Court give its time. I think the point is that should the police have given its time and registered these FIRs? I think the police... Okay.
Let me get in Deepa Ishwar on this. Deepa Ishwar, you know, as said, nobody will condone what he has said. Nobody is going to say that these are great remarks made by somebody very intelligently put remarks. It's also not the remarks which, at least I think, that it's not that something that he has made off the cuff or unknowingly of the shock value that they have. But does that mean that he should be put behind bars? Today it's Ranveer's disgusting joke, but tomorrow the government... coming in, it could very well mean that anybody who criticizes the government, says anything which the government does not like or the state or a majority of people does not in fact condone, they can be in fact facing censorship or jail.
No, I think I would rather speak here more than an activist or whatever. I would speak as a mother of a son who says at least 3 to 4 times a day that he wants to become a YouTuber. So where is he being influenced from? I'm more concerned about who are the YouTubers that are influencing him. I mean, the kind of incidents that are coming up will make you concerned about the content that our kids or the next generation is being exposed into. So when you look at it from that point of view, I think it's about the messaging that we need to give back when such instances come out. So that his comment, as much as it's disgusting to the core, the question of whether he should be put behind bars is not a very black and white question. It is about what is the message what is the action being taken against someone who spreads, you know, or who asks such cringe questions beyond cringe? And this is not the first time, okay? Because if you look at his previous videos, there are multiple situations where he has very shamelessly spoken about to very respectable personalities about, he's taken very uncomfortable questions and uncomfortable remarks. He thinks it's cool. But how do we tell the viewers that this is not cool? Okay, right now, people,
but do we
kids,
tell,
or
do
the
we
next
tell
generation
them that
this
is not cool
this
by okay. making an example out of Ranveer, putting him behind bars? Or do we ask for better self-regulation?
What
maybe,
are you saying? What are you suggesting?
I'm
Can
asking.
You tell
you,
me what are you suggesting?
I'm
we
asking you that
we make him even more popular. We bring his topic on national prime time debates. We make him more popular. Is that how we give a message? The messaging should be that he's got a punishment for it. There is a consequence attached to this. Hmm. This is not cool. This is wrong.
Okay.
I think as a mother, as an adult, I would want my kids to know that. Say that's not cool. This man is no longer a YouTuber. He is whatever, behind bars, or he's been given whatever appropriate punishment is required, rather than saying that, see, this man is being discussed on national debates, he's becoming even more popular. So I would rather look at it from a concerned adult point of view.
Right. So, but is he getting more popular, Kashif, because he had a very distinct kind of, I mean, he was trying to cultivate, he was speaking to A-listers, were coming to his podcast after this kind of a controversy. Ranveer, I don't think that he's getting more popular. I mean, who in their right minds an A-lister would be talking to Ranveer? Hold on.
Popular in the means of positively popular.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, what has happened? Okay, if my son asked me, okay, Ma, what has happened after that? Where is this guy? I can't say that he's still making his videos.
Right.
I should be able to tell him that, see, our judicial system is strong enough and he's behind bars. So I'm not saying behind bars as in behind bars, but something appropriate. A punishment appropriate should be given.
But
that's
this is
I'm
not
saying.
Ranveer Alabadia is not the only one with such kind of content, you know, being exposed. If you are saying that your son would know exactly what Mr. Alabadia has said or is consuming his content, then we need to be, I mean, as a parent, all of us need to be more worried, because there is much more dangerous content online in every language possible. So it is
rather than,
I mean, of course, Ranveer Alabadia has to be more careful. But we also need, as parents, we also need to draw a line where what we are exposing our children to, isn't it?
Was that to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this again brings the focus on the point of who is monitoring the content put up on YouTube. Now, anyone, see, I used to be a media personality. I used to be MCs. I used to anchor shows.
Yes.
We used to have an external producer who used to script out programs for us and tell us this is what you should say. Now enter to 2024, we're in an era where anyone can be famous.
Okay.
Anyone can create whatever content they
power.
Want on YouTube.
I'm so sorry for
you
interrupting, ma'am.
You put up a controversial statement, it's even better.
Okay.
You put
ma'am.
Up a controversial
but that
statement,
is the power
better,
of
viral.
The internet, ma'am, that everybody gets a voice. That is the most powerful power of the internet. That it's not limited to 2% people or 5%
power.
People. Absolutely. Dangerous power, but that is the biggest power of the internet.
But
second,
like,
you can't put morality questions on podcasters and YouTubers.
Okay, let me get Kashif in. Hold on, just let me get Kashif in as one of the great, in fact, you know, a quote from Spider-Man would have said, with the great power comes great responsibility. Kashif, is there a line that people draw, or YouTubers, people like you who in fact speak to thousands and crores of people, need to draw themselves? Or do you feel that, you know, making an example out of this case, tomorrow you could be told of what exactly you want, you have to say on, you know, in your videos and whatnot, because there could be a section of people that might not agree with what you want to put out?
First of all, we have to be practical. We have to be rational. That if I ask you that who are your top five YouTubers and what they do... vulgar jokes, they abuse, and that kind of society we have made now. We have made abuse like a very general thing, you know. We have accepted that. We say, Dilli wala hai, gali to dega hi. So we have built such kind of society and mindset. Few days back, I was scrolling Instagram and I came across a video where a sixth or seventh class of a student, he was abusing like in an unimaginable way to his class fellow. And that was very shocking, that what kind of mindset, what kind of society we have built. In fact, If you just open up your Instagram, what kind of content you see there? You see explicit videos, you see vulgar videos there. Is Ranveer Ilabadia, of course, whatever he said, it is ridiculous, it is nonsense, and it is condemnable. We all condemn that. But is Ranveer Ilabadia is only responsible for all these vulgarity? No, not at all. Because all the YouTubers, all the content creators who are making such kind of vulgar and explicit content, they are responsible for that. And we need to criticize and condemn all. Whatever happened now and okay. What Supreme Court, Honorable Supreme Court did, that should have been done way back.
Kashif, may I ask you very quickly, as a YouTuber who at this moment doesn't have to get his content reviewed by anybody, would you be okay if tomorrow if there are certain guidelines which the government comes in with?
Actually, there are certain internal guidelines of YouTube itself when it reviews your content and then you allow it to the audience. But I think there should be more restriction on that and okay. more regulation should be made. Yeah.
Gini, do you agree with that? Because like you were pointing out, there are it's a democratic medium, right? Anybody can, in fact, come up, make videos. Yes, there are all these people, those who are gaining quick popularity, cheap publicity with these kind of remarks and, whatnot, trying to be outrageous in every video. Where is that line? How do we make it safe where, people can also consume it and there is no censorship of any kind? Because that, if it is Ranveer Ilabadia today, tomorrow it could be a critique of the government.
But where do you draw the line? What is obscene to me or vulgar to me? This is possibly one case where all of us agree it's vulgar. Mm. But in a lot of cases, there's always a debate. Did this really cross the line or did it not? Second, YouTube or any other platform has certain guidelines. You cannot say or do some things and they will categorically take off your videos. Maybe they need to put in more things for, say, abuses or for sexual jokes, possibly, as a medium. Mm. But if you give that same power to the government, like you ask the YouTuber that, are you okay? I am not okay as a radio person. Neither is my script checked by anybody. Neither do I have to check it that can I say this or not, like that the lady said. And I enjoy that freedom because there is a sense of responsibility that comes. So should mediums possibly have a little bit more of rules, or if they're looking at certain keywords and they want to remove it, maybe yes. Does the government need to have that power? No, because like I said, it's not just crass comedy. It's also opinions. So how do you know that my opinion is not crossing the line and yours is? Where will those rules get drawn?
So Karunanandi, is that possibly a way forward? The mediums, Instagram, YouTube, X, they need to be more responsible in the kind of content, maybe a little bit of regulation with the kind of, content that they are putting out. Otherwise, the whole ideals of the freedom of expression, the freedom to speak, etc., all those liberties are at risk.
I think the first thing that we need to address, and a lot of people are asking this, what about our children, right? And I think that we must be clear that the entire internet can't be diluted to the level of a five-year-old. The whole internet can't be catering to what five-year-olds should be watching and should not be watching. There are a number of things that can be done. Aside from parents making sure that we are keeping an eye on what the child is watching. Obviously, the child can't watch whatever they want online, right? There are also parental controls, and I would recommend this to the parent on this panel. There are parental controls available online. And so even if you can't be there all the time, then it's unfair to expect mothers to be around all the time. There are also parental controls that are available to be accessed. And there's guides, etc.
Okay.
Number two, when you think about restrictions, it's very easy to be swept up in the outrage. This completely obnoxious but singular comment, which without the outrage, honestly, I don't think would have had so much of an impact. I think most people would have looked at it and said, this is disgusting.
Right.
Would it be countered? Yes, it can be countered. Are you going to sort of make sure there are a whole bunch of things that are cool out there?
Absolutely.
If the same child were to ask the question, what happened to the man who since the 1970s has been accused of sexual abuse, of rape, of by 26 women. What's the answer? He's the president of the United States.
Right, right.
Be controlled in order to cater to our children.
Okay, that's, I'm so sorry, but I'm completely out of time. I will have to leave it there. That's a very important point that you were making, you know, at this moment. And this is exactly what this debate comes down to. There are so many issues that need to be debated in the parliament. There is so much work that the police and can be better utilized at, and the courts can also devote their time to. I think Ranbir Al Awadhi is the last, or should be the last, on that priority list. Thank you so much to all of you for joining me and sharing your views on this. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we are slipping into a short break. Coming back, stay tuned.